Superman Scott the Doctor, Dr. Abreu.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Sorry for the delay. My apologies.
Don't worry. I'm sure you just fell asleep while you were waiting to go on the show.
I wish.
So I have a friend. He came up to me. He says, Jim, my doctor wants me to get a Fitbit. I know you wear a Fitbit all the time. He said, why is he doing that? I said, because what I use the Fitbit for most of all is to monitor my sleep patterns. Because what I'm trying to do is get a consistent sleep pattern with as few interruptions as possible in my dark, cold room. What do you think? Am I onto something?
You may. So for the Fitbit, the data on the Fitbit is very questionable.
Uh-huh.
So the idea behind the Fitbit, I think, is incredible because it helps people a lot. So what the Fitbit's trying to look is get your smartphone and use the accelerometer that you have,
mm-hmm.
and try to get that data on movement that you may have at night. So the Fitbit may give you a good idea about how much you move at night and how much you sleep you may have at night. The thing that we tend to disagree a little bit, and I don't think they were able to prove so much on the papers that they tried to get out, is they try to say that they also, besides the amount of sleep that you have, the type of sleep stages that they have from the Fitbit.
Well, let me do this because I threw you a curveball. Tell me a little bit about the UHealth Sleep Center at Bascom Palmer and what you do there, because it's really big community service. I know a lot of people, if not everybody, has a problem with sleep. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what we need to know?
So what we do in our sleep center is we try to do a comprehensive sleep evaluation for our patients. We don't look at sleep medicine as just taking care of the typical obstructive sleep apnea that most people are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
What we usually try to look is, you may come for sleep apnea, but I'm not going to ignore your insomnia. I'm not going to ignore that you may have restless leg. You have some movement disorder at night, and we're not going to ignore that family members are going to be impacted with the type of sleep and the quality of sleep that you have.
Oh, hold it right there. That's something I've never heard before, but 100%, because if you're your family members are always going to have problems if you're having sleep problems.
And a lot of times I get a patient that may have a severe snoring, but the wife is sitting beside me, and she's like, well, I brought my husband because I can't sleep at night. I have insomnia because of my husband snoring so loud. Or I have patients. My wife always joke with me that there's no emergency on sleep medicine. The point that I make is one day I got an emergency consult because the wife and the husband are about to separate because the snoring is so bad. They're already sleeping in a different bedroom, and after 40 years, she can't put up with the snoring anymore. And she's like, I'm about to get a divorce.
Oh, my God. So you should be also in the marriage counseling section of UHealth.
Yes. So I try to look at the overall behavior and what we do. And I also like to look at the well-being. A lot of the sleep disorders are associated with obesity. So we try to give a hint about the well-being, about dieting, and trying to get the exercise, refer to a dietitian, and also put a little bit on the parent's mind that their sleep schedule will also derail their kids' sleep schedule at the same time, especially the electronics, when the kids stay on their tablet, their computer, until late hours. And that is going to disrupt their sleep schedule. That's going to disrupt their hormonal balance. So we want to make sure that as I'm talking to my patients, I'm also addressing other issues that they have and the family members may actually be suffering from, and avoid having other issues in the future. So as a sleep center, yeah, we do sleep studies 7 days a week. We currently have 9 beds for sleep evaluations in the hospital. We also do home sleep studies in case needed. But more than just doing sleep studies, we evaluate the patients on a multidisciplinary level. We have a group of physicians that come from multiple backgrounds. We have a pediatric sleep physician. We have adult physicians from background from neurology, pulmonary. We work closely with the surgeons because some of our disorders may be treated surgically, but we have a group of ear, nose, and throat physicians that work very closely with us. So we tend to believe that there's a multidisciplinary approach that we do.
Well, Dr. Abreu, because you were late, I got to cut you off, but I must say is that I always tell people the most important part of a balanced, healthful world is good sleep. You can control that. And if you could just tell me how people get a hold of you at the sleep center, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, typically the office number is 305-243-9999, which is ZZZZ. We'll try to make it easier for the
patient. Oh, you're too funny. Zzz, I love it. Listen, we got to have you back. This is great stuff. People, this is a problem for almost everybody I know. including people I know that snore a lot, like the guy you're talking to. So, doctor, we're going to have you back real soon. We're going to coordinate it with our friends at UHealth. Thank you so much for calling in today.